Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an impactful message titled Understanding the Parables of Jesus, sharing on principles of money that can be learned from the parables of the prodigal son and the unjust steward. Yesterday he shared that money is not unrighteous or evil. Today he speaks about faithfulness and consistency. Let's join in.
Number three, he said, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. The third thing I want to say is that, you know, it takes faithfulness to build wealth. Consistency. It takes faithfulness. And Jesus said, somebody who is faithful in little, be well assured that when it comes to much too, he'll be faithful. In other words, the particular character trait that you need when you have little money and you want it to be much is faithfulness. I will say consistency. Faithfulness is consistency. You are consistent. You are faithful. So in the story, the four main characters, some of them, they were faithful with the money. If you look at the elder brother, he was faithful with the money that had been given to him. He continued to work with the money, work with the money, work with the money, work with the money, work with the money. Years passed. If you look at the younger brother, when he got the money, he was unfaithful. He was unfaithful to the money. So even money itself, you can be unfaithful to it. He went and spent it on prostitutes. Verse 30, his brother said, Luke 15:30, as soon as this thy son is come, which has devoured thy living with harlots, you have killed for him the fatted calf. Why was he not faithful with money? His lifestyle, the way he lived, that's why. If your lifestyle is bad, if I give you money right now, you will lose it. You cannot be faithful with it and look after it for it to grow from little to much. And it doesn't matter if you're educated. You can be educated. You can have a lot of money. But to be faithful with the little and for the little to grow, you will need a lot of discipline. And anything over time can grow. Giving time, a grain of rice can fill the whole world. Because you keep on planting and planting. But what you need is faithfulness and consistency. You must be doing it all the time. This is, I was talking to somebody, and I said to the person, if your money is not enough, then use time to your advantage. Because 2 times 1 is 2. 2 times 1,000 is 2,000. 2 times 1,000,000 is 2,000,000. So the figure is 2, but the 1 is time. If I don't have money, if I keep on extending the time, the money begins to grow. And you see, time is a test of faithfulness and consistency. This elder brother, time passed. He was still working with the money, seriously on the farm. Time was growing, but seriously was working. This guy went to consume everything, he came back. The guy was still dedicated and working with his money. And the father said, all that I have is thine. Luke 15:31. He said, everything is yours. The only thing that this guy has is a party and some clothes. That's all. How come 2 brothers with the same amount of money, one has become so rich, one has become so poor when they started on the same line? It's faithfulness and consistency to what he's doing. He was consistent still doing the business. Whilst this guy was misbehaving, drinking, moving, partying, womanizing. Womanizing, they can take all your money. Women are very expensive. If you want your money to stay, don't follow women. Your money will finish. They are looking at me. Your money will finish. He said he has spent your living with harlots. In verse 30, I feel for our money to grow, it is more of character than even what you learned. It's more of strength of character. Because with the right character, you will make it. Put your hands together for Jesus. May God help you. You see, faithfulness is a character trait. With the right character, you will make it. That's why in Matthew 25, verse 21, he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant, that has been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. That your little business, if you are consistent and you are faithful, after some time, it will become huge. If only you keep on. But most people, when something is small, they look down on it. They say, what is this? It's nothing. It is nothing because it has not grown. I always say there's no bad business. Only developed and undeveloped businesses. Because every business that somebody said is a bad business, somebody is a millionaire in that same business. So there is no bad business. Only developed and undeveloped businesses. That's the difference. Like fighting. If even beating people is a good business. So even beating people, it depends on the level at which you are doing it. There is no bad business. Only developed and undeveloped business. So me, there is no business that you will do that I will tell you that is a bad business. No. What? There's no bad business. The same business. There are billionaires in that same field. But faithfulness is the key. Jesus said, even if you are educated and you go for loans, but you are not faithful to use it well, very soon you will be in debt. The debt will take you like the way sea takes people. And it will not be a lack of knowledge. It will be a lack of character, a failure of character. That's what will happen. Because maybe you didn't use the money well. That's why. Hallelujah. Number four. He says, he that is unjust in that which is least is unjust also in much. What I want to say here is that the point number four, I will say is, money takes on the character of the person who owns it. So here, if the man is a thief in little, when you give him much to, he will be a thief. It reveals people. And it takes on the character of its owner. So if the owner is unjust, the money will be used in an unjust way. If the owner is righteous, the money will be used in a righteous way. If the owner is good, the money will be used for good things. If the owner likes smoking, most of the money will go into smoking. Jesus said, if you see unjustness in the person when the money is small, you must know that when the money becomes a lot, that thing that you are seeing, it will magnify. If the guy is a young guy, already he likes girls. He has one girl at Ashiama, one girl around Transformer. He's calling them, but he hasn't got anything. You should be worried. You should be a worried person. What it means is that if the money increases, his capacity to follow the girls will grow. So instead of two, you have about 15. So the little signs is worrying. You see, this prodigal son, he didn't lose the money overnight. Too. When they gave the money to him, he didn't just pack and leave. He was in the house for some small time. He was there for a while. Then the next thing that he did was that he traveled. There is nothing wrong with traveling by itself. But that traveling was a small alarm bell. Bing, 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 bing. That something was wrong. But when he didn't have money, he doesn't travel. Luke 15:11, a certain man had two sons. 13 says, when he had gathered all together, he took his journey. At that time, the money was intact. He hadn't lost even $1. But you see, that little act, he stopped work because he was working with his father. He just stopped and traveled. So if you don't read the story down to the bottom, and I just tell you that, oh, the guy is traveling. The father is very angry. Why is he traveling? Some will say, oh, the father is limiting the guy. He's sitting on independence. This guy, he wants to control people. Do you understand me? But just that little thing is a sign that this guy here, who is not faithful in little like this, is a sign that if you put much into his hands, he will lose it. As soon as he got the money, he stopped working. It's an alarm bell. He has stopped working. How? He used to work. The small money, you know, he stopped working. No wonder he was unjust in much. He lost all. So the lesson is, let's watch the way we respond. Are you understanding me? To the little money that we have, it is a signal of what is going to happen in the future. Money will take on the character of the person who owns it. So just make sure that now, maybe you don't have much money, just make sure that you use it for the right purposes. Because if you don't use the little that you have for the right purposes, when it becomes a lot, it will magnify. It's like when you are doing a photocopy. You know, as you keep on magnifying the image, it gets distorted. It's already distorted, but because it is small, you don't see the little dots. But as you keep on magnifying it, then the spaces between the little dots are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Till it reaches a point, the whole image is distorted. But the distortion has always been there, but the magnification has exposed it. So there can be a distortion, but we can't see it because you are small. You have nothing. That's why we can't see it. So Jesus said, when you are unjust or there's something wrong with you, you must be very careful. It shows that when the thing grows, you'll still be unjust. Interesting. So you and I must really take these lessons seriously, and we must take it to heart.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that money takes on the character of its owner. So if you're unjust or unfaithful with little, you will do same when you have a lot. Tune in again tomorrow as this exciting message continues.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of blood cancer. It said, dear prophet, I had a friend who was diagnosed with blood cancer and was given 3 months to live. I encouraged my friend for prayer, and you prayed for my friend. And after your prayer, my friend started getting better and better and better and better. Now, to the glory of God, my friend is healed and is normal. She's now lived close to 1 year, although she was given only 3 months to live. She's alive, strong, and doing very well. I want to give God the praise. Put your hands together for Jesus. That's a wonderful testimony. Cancer of the blood.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557 009 010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means.
call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has